Lastly, I will make mention of amensalisms. Interactions that are negative for one species, while the other species is unaffected. These can be viewed as collateral damage and are probably less common than commensalisms. Think about why this might be the case. A simple example are insects you may crush accidentally underfoot while walking in the forest. Although you might not even notice this accidental murder, it certainly constitutes a negative effect on the flattened bug. Because humans have such a widespread impact on the planet, we are involved in a great number of amensal relationships with plants and animals. You might imagine how an amensalism eventually can become an antagonism wherein both species lose. One example might be the effect of light pollution on insects. As you know, insects are attracted to light. This unfortunate attraction is not beneficial to the insect and in many cases is very harmful or fatal to the insect. The human that put the light there arguably is unaffected by the death of that insect, so it's an amensal relationship. But what happens if millions upon millions of insects die at our lights? We just got done talking about how important insects are as pollinators. Could it be that eventually this interaction could turn into a negative, not just for the insect, but us as well?